This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, it's a football Friday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atitula, and filling in for our guy Figgy Fig is Byron Matthews. Appreciate you, Byron. Thanks for hanging out with us. Figgy is still sick, so best wishes to that man. Thoughts and prayers, all those types of things. And he got you a mixtape, so we will be having that at 1:20 during the course of this. Always get involved with the program by catching us on the YouTube, which is Sports Radio 610, the Twitch, which is 610 Houston, and 713-572-4610 is the number to text, where Lopez is already talking about some high school football.
You're darn right. Atascocita, baby. This is the year. Take out North Shore.
If you say so.
Well, it's probably not.
Somebody said Figgy has Newhouse-itis. Probably. Yeah. Quite possibly. But, you know, he'll get over that, I'm sure. Maybe. Probably. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this game against the Colts, noon, NRG Stadium. You'll have, obviously, pregame at 9 a.m. out there, South Plaza.
Yeah.
With Sean and Seth. It'll be popping. Be excited to get back to the home vibes of it all. But with this game, right, it is an important game. I don't think it's a particularly difficult game. Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong here, if you think I am speaking out of turn or if I'm just flat out wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that this is a particularly difficult game, but it's an important game.
Oh, it's hugely important. You know, any slip up here, I think you have to almost reevaluate everything, right?
If you don't get it done, like, yeah, that's a real big problem.
So, but I do think they're going to get it done, and I do think they're going to get it done. You know, kind of what we're going to talk about here. You know, we can wring our hands and worry and all that about the offensive line,
and I will. And you can't stop me from doing it.
And it is legitimate, no question about it. It is definitely a big worry, a big problem, as we've talked about this week. Probably the only thing that is keeping this team from being what I think it is, and that's a Super Bowl contender, is the offensive line. But in this game, I don't even think the offensive line is the biggest issue.
Okay,
so outside of, like, something happens to C.J. Stroud, knock on wood.
Is this actually made out of wood?
I think it's particle board underneath here, so okay. That counts.
Does
particle board count as wood? I guess so.
I don't know. We have to find the technicality.
Is particle board wood? Google.
Okay, very good. Somebody handle that for us. Yeah. Come back to us on the text line. But yeah, so who are the most important players in this game is a question that I would like to ask, because you don't seem to believe that it's the offensive line with all the things that we just said in the previous segment and the ways in which Bobby Slowick has kind of made it abundantly clear that, hey man, I've done a lot of things. Yeah. Maybe I haven't been the absolute best. Maybe I need to adjust my approach. But it's not that they haven't been told things. It's not that they haven't been shown things. It's not that they haven't been set up. It's that they're not getting it done.
Yeah.
Even with all of that, and with all the consternation and hand-wringing, you're like, the most important players in this game?
In this game.
In this particular
game.
And let
me explain.
Not on the offensive line.
If you get the exact same game you got from the offensive line last week,
okay,
you win going away. Because even if Stroud has to kind of run for his life, he's won a game like that against Buffalo here at home. Even if you know, they miss assignments and there's free runners and all that stuff, they win this game going away. And let me explain why. Because the two most important players on this team are, number one, by a long stretch, Joe Mixon. What did Joe Mixon do against this exact same defense the last time he faced?
159, damn near 180 on the total.
Yeah. Oh yeah, on the total. Yeah.
Of all-purpose yards.
And so, and so what I'm saying is, Joe Mixon, even with the same performance from the offensive line, is going to just absolutely eat against this defense. Should. And the reason is, I'm not saying that the offensive line isn't the bigger problem from a macro view, from, you know, the 30,000 foot view, from where they want to go when they face better teams view. It is. It's the number one issue of this team. But in this game, Joe Mixon made this line look great against Indianapolis before. And this Indy defense is awful against the run. Like, really, really bad against the run. So that's why I'm saying Joe Mixon, number one, the most important player.
Especially because we detailed it yesterday.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, success rate, when it comes to rushing yards over expected, mm-hmm. The other running backs, not good.
No.
Joe Mixon? Very good.
Very
right?
good.
Like, and you didn't need the advanced stats, but I gave them to you anyways, right? yeah, so, like, if anybody's going to make it happen against this team, it's going
to
be Joe Mixon tonight.
I actually channeled you this morning.
Okay. I'm interested to see what that actually means.
I looked at the expected run defense rate.
I'm not even sure if I know what that is.
And I felt very guilty about it, but...
what? you felt icky. You were like, I shouldn't be doing this.
What
is
am
bad.
I doing? What am I doing with expected run defense run rate? Colts are dead last by a mile. They are dead last by a mile. In total, regular statistics that us normal people use, run defense, they're 31st in the NFL.
A lot of yards given up.
Lots of yards given up. So that's why I'm saying, like, you get a bad performance from the offensive line, you still win. The offensive line is the big picture issue. Now, the second most important player, and, you know, we heard D'Amico talking about it, is Tank Dell. I feel the Colts are clearly going to put all their resources in stopping Joe Mixon. I don't know if it's going to help them. And they're clearly going to focus on Stephon Diggs. But that points to one person. That points to Tank Dell. That's a guy that had 7 touchdowns last year, the most by a Texans rookie ever. This year he's got 20 catches and 1 touchdown. D'Amico doesn't seem too worried about it.
Yeah, with Tank, it just has to keep going. I believe in Tank. I believe he'll be able to make some big-time explosive plays for us. He just has to keep going, and he will do that. I have all the faith in Tank.
All the faith in Tank, he will do that. If he has any semblance of a breakout game, I don't care what the offensive line does, the Texans win going away.
It's interesting. It feels if man, you're doing the radio thing in a big way. Man. The idea that if they got the same performance on the offensive line, they still get a W here. It feels tough because you saw all the free runners, but mm-hmm. when it comes to generating pressure, this Colts team doesn't do it at a high level. Now, yeah. again, they got Buck coming back here.
Buck.
DeForest Buckner. I don't know why that sticks with me in such a way, but DeForest Buckner coming back, right? Like maybe that changes some things, but they're literally 30th when it comes to quarterback pressure rate.
Yeah.
And we've seen CJ, although I would very much not have to have him operate under pressure like he has all season long. As you mentioned, he has shown the capability of handling it up until you have the Green Bay Packers executing blitzes and mm-hmm. executing simulated pressures in the way that they did to get an ungodly amount of pressure on him and really yeah. shift the way that he sees it, right? If it's just, I guess, what I will term as a normal amount of pressure or whatever, mm-hmm. I do think he can get some things done. But I hear you on that. I don't think that you're actually... I actually kind of agree. I think you've laid yeah. out a pretty good point there. Although, I might not go all the way on Tank. Tank might be a luxury in that way. When you talk about the importance...
of Tank, man.
Yeah, you do need to get something yeah. out of Tank. But it, yeah, and I guess here's the tough thing about it, right? I'm comparing it to week one where you really tore up the Colts, but that was in part because Nico Collins was out here.
Mm-hmm. There's that.
Making the Colts, making the Colts his sons, right? You had that level of aspect, and who best to maybe give you some deep shots and some opportunities than Tank Dell?
Mm-hmm.
Because you had that's a part of the game that's almost completely dissipated is the explosive passing plays, really.
Yeah.
Without Nico Collins, you would love to see Tank Dell, who seems like he's best suited for that, step into that role in a big way against a team that's susceptible against
him. Rest assured, we all want the offensive line to get better. All I'm saying is we have on the record, on the field, examples, multiple examples of Joe Mixon making this line look good, especially against the Colts, and running for over 100 yards, and C.J. Stroud avoiding pressure, even though he's been blitzed and pressured and all that stuff, and still winning. So that's all I'm saying. The offensive line is the number one issue of this team, just not this week.
Yeah, and that's part of why I actually feel confident that they'll win this game. Yeah. But that is where the anxiety for me. I need to do a segment just like, where is Reggie's anxiety this week? That is where the anxiety for me lies. Is that I think you can get a win with regardless of. Well, I mean, there's obviously a point where the offensive line is bad enough to lose you the game. Like there's always going to be a portion, but I think for the most part, what is reasonable to expect from the offensive line. I don't think that they will lose you this game, but the quality of and caliber of how they play, especially after the ass whooping that they were handed against the Packers, especially after all the conversation during the week, especially after what we've seen Bobby Slowick making a clear admission that, hey, I might need to shift the way that I'm doing this in order to get the message to them in the ways that D'Amico Ryans has kind of put down an ultimatum that it just needs to get done. If we do not see a shift, there is some anxiety there, but I don't think that that's going to be a problem. With getting a W
this week.
On the weekend.
Yeah. See? I convinced you.
You did. I don't feel good about it.
I know. It's kind of dirty, too. It's like, hey, they don't have to be that good.
I thought that was going to make me feel better about it.
They kind of do need to get better, but you get my point.
All right. Yeah.
Run, Joe, run.
Run, Joe, run.
Yeah.
Let's get Tank going.
Yeah.
Go get a W and start turning this thing back in the right direction. For your Texans, in a simple way, is like expanding the AFC lead, right? Yeah. AFC South lead, right? You can't afford to give the Colts an opportunity to get right back into a place where they are level with you on record, and they've split the season series. Yeah. No, go ahead and push them out of the way and get yourself, and please do so in a way that also helps you move back towards contending at the high level of the AFC. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into the question of the day. Inspired by Andre Johnson getting his ring on Sunday. Yes, his Hall of Fame ring ceremony will be at halftime of this Colts game. If you were to go into a Hall of Fame, qualified for any Hall of Fame, what Hall of Fame would it be? 713-572-4610. Bonus points for creative ones. We'll do that next.